a brawl between outlaw motorcycle gangs in Waco, Texas, resulted in what authorities say is the worst violence that city has seen in over 20 years. Here's NPR's John Burnett.
Waco police said trouble had been brewing for some time at the Twin Peaks Bar and Grill. Bikers had been congregating in ever-increasing numbers, and there were more and more arrests for fights and weapons. Authorities had intelligence there was a high potential for violence on Sunday, and they were right. About 12:15, a fight reportedly broke out in the bathroom, then moved into the bar, and finally spilled into the parking lot where the motorcycle gangs went at each other with guns, knives, chains, and clubs. Sergeant Patrick Swanton is spokesman for the Waco police.
Our officers engaged hostile targets, and we started shooting at people that were shooting at other people. Those individuals also turned on our officers and fired at our officers.
Waco officers and SWAT members who were already on hand returned fire. Swanton said the investigation will determine which of the 9 dead gang members were killed by other bikers or by police officers. He described the crime scene as gruesome. Helicopter video from Channel 11 in Dallas shows about 24 heavyset men wearing vests with the club insignia sitting glumly in the parking lot under heavy police guard as they're frisked, flexi-cuffed, and loaded onto a bus one by one. Scores of bikers are being held for questioning. The police spokesman criticized Twin Peaks for advertising weekly biker nights, even as the crowds got rougher and rougher. The Waco Tribune-Herald reported 2 of the major gangs are the Bandidos and the Cossacks. Police said they tried to get the restaurant to stop hosting the outlaw gangs, but they refused. A Twin Peaks official wrote on the corporation's Facebook page, "We're horrified by the tragedy in Waco, and we'll continue to cooperate with police as they investigate this terrible crime." John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.